Track 2, the Langon Chapel. First, look at your map. When you passed through Bordeaux in southwestern France, you stopped off here, at this nearby parish church. Walk to the front of the chapel, so that you're standing before three steps leading to the altar. You're standing just where the nave, that's the main aisle, joins the apse, which is this domed semicircular space before you. Look up. Feel the weight of all the stone. Turning with your back to the altar, look down the length of the nave's curved roof. It's shaped like a barrel. That's why it's called barrel vaulting. Question: what keeps all that masonry from falling down on top of your head? That's right, it's those strong walls. Walk around the chapel until you find a column with a carved top, or capital as it is called. Two half-length figures seem to hold up the heavy stone roof. One of them has lost his face. Stonemasons carved these playful figures to remind people of their engineering skills. To the left of them, a beastie makes a face at you. Some thought these comic touches irreverent.
What business has there that ridiculous monstrosity? It is more delightful to spend the whole day admiring these things rather than in meditating on law divine.
Says St. Bernard of Clairvaux, alive when this chapel was built. Some of the chapel bricks are 12th century and some are 20th century. How do you tell the difference between the medieval hand-quarried stone and the 20th century machine-quarried stone? Look for flecks of dark paint on some of the original columns. The painted plaster would have made the chapel much darker than it is now. Because the walls support the full weight of the roof, they allow for only narrow windows. These heavy, round arches are so different from the high pointed arches of your own York Minster Cathedral at home. The name of the Langon Chapel's architectural style is Romanesque. When you see these characteristic thick walls and barrel vaulting in a building, you can fairly guess that it was built in the 11th or 12th centuries, as this was, founded in 1126. Take a seat and listen to the chant that's playing. The Latin translates as, "A boy child has been born to us, a son has been given to us." The music is like the architecture itself, grounded and sturdy. There is no instrumental accompaniment. Everything is sung in unison. The notes themselves stay close to one another, of uniform length. As the music plays again, jot down in your notebook three or four words that best describe for you the atmosphere of this chapel. Exit the Langon Chapel into the Romanesque Hall and stop at the glass case that displays a wooden enthroned Virgin and Child. She is known as Throne of Wisdom, or in Latin, Sedes Sapientiae, because Mary's own body is the wise throne on which Christ sits. She was carved in France, around the same time as the Langon Chapel was built. The statue is quite plain now, but visualize how it looked in the 12th century. How do you know that her eyes and her mantle used to be blue? What tells you that the figures had flesh-coloured hands and faces? Originally, the Virgin's seat looked as if it was made out of semi-precious stone, even though it's wood. Again, how do you know this? Glittering in foil, her clothes pooling elegantly around her feet, She must have seemed real, a kind of medieval virtual reality. The Virgin is also a reliquary, or a container to preserve and display a relic, which is a holy object, like a piece of Christ's cross or a body part of a saint. On the Virgin's body, there's a small circular cavity, which X-rays show to contain small flakes, probably vestiges of a relic. Note answers to the following questions. First, where on her body is this cavity? You're looking for a small, round plug. If you can't find it, read the museum label. Second, why do you think the Christ child looks so old and carries a book in his hand? Third, in what direction are Virgin and child looking? Lastly, as the chant plays again, a boy child has been born to us, a son has been given to us. Write down three or four words that describe their expressions. Go now to the cloister of Saint-Guillaume-le-Désert to begin track three. Track three, the cloister of Saint-Guillaume-le-Désert. This is the cloister from the wealthy Benedictine monastery of Saint-Guillaume-le-Désert, built in the late 12th century, set in a valley in the south of France.